Voters Want the Border Secured. By Jose Nino. Since Joe Biden was installed as president, the nation has been subjected to a mass migration invasion of unprecedented proportions. Say what you want about Donald Trump and his administration's failures to roll back open border incorporated successes, the Biden regime has opened the mass migration floodgates and then some. In an August 2023 interview with conservative superstar Tucker Carlson, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argued that over 7 million illegal aliens have crossed America's border with Mexico since Biden was installed in office. These developments have clearly enraged Americans of all backgrounds. This was most evident with a poll that CBS News and YouGov published earlier this month showing the increasing unpopularity of the Biden regime among the American public. When those polled were asked about how Biden has handled the situation at the American border with Mexico, only 32% of respondents indicated that they approve of the way Biden has handled this matter. By contrast, 68% of respondents disapprove of Biden's immigration policies at the southern border. In another question, several respondents were asked what kind of policy the president should pursue at the southwest border. About 65% of individuals polled indicated that the Biden regime should take a harder line on immigrants trying to cross the border, and 16% wanted the Biden regime to go easier on illegal alien invaders crossing the border. Just over 20% were generally satisfied with the way Biden has handled the situation. Individuals polled were asked if the current migratory situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is a crisis, a very serious issue but not a crisis, a somewhat serious problem, or not much of a problem. Those who described the immigration situation as a crisis stood at 45%, while 30% viewed it as a serious problem. On the other hand, 18% believe the immigration situation is a somewhat serious problem and 7% view it as not much of a problem. Of the 93% of respondents who signaled that the border situation is a crisis or a problem, 86% were particularly worried about the burden these migrants impose on national resources and the United States' ability to absorb more migrants. 81% were worried about the national security implications of this migrant inflow. 66% were concerned about how the current border crisis actually affects the migrants themselves, and 52% were particularly worried about changes to U.S. culture. When it comes to expelling illegal aliens who are looking for asylum, 44% believe that these invaders should be forced out of the United States and wait for the U.S. government to decide whether they arrived legally or not, while 13% believe the United States should take harsher measures by ordering these migrants to leave the country without even receiving a court hearing or having the chance to return or reside in the country illegally. Only 43% of respondents indicated that these migrants should stay here as they wait for a court hearing. There's a clear desire among the electorate to restrict immigration. Polls can be misleading at times, but it's abundantly clear that pro-immigration restriction sentiments are not fringe in American politics. On the campaign trail in November, Trump promised to deport the estimated 16.8 million illegal aliens residing in the U.S. by using comprehensive roundups and by building facilities to hold them for deportation. Trump would reallocate military funds to finance this mass deportation endeavor. Last May, Trump even vowed to end birthright citizenship. This is a form of citizenship that is granted to the children of immigrants illegally living in the U.S. With respect to Congress, Representative Matt Rosendale introduced H.R. 6940, the Mass Immigration Reduction Act of 2024, on January 10, 2024. This legislation would impose a 5-year moratorium on most forms of immigration to the U.S. The legislation was co-sponsored by Reps. Andy Harris, Republican Maryland; Lauren Boebert, Republican Colorado; Paul Gosar, Republican Arizona; Mike Collins, Republican Georgia; and Randy Weber, Republican Texas. Such posturing by Republicans is a good first step. Nevertheless, anyone interested in restricting immigration should not get complacent. More pressure must be placed on elected officials in order for them to start restricting immigration. Simply put, the political class will not restrict immigration by its own volition. It will ultimately take external pressure from zealous activists to make them change their ways.